All the glory to God. Amen. Believe it or not, I can remember back to seventh grade. Can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember seventh grade. Going to a new school, junior high, new kids, new teachers. Instantly, I was attracted to this young guy with a flat top haircut, chiseled build. We became instant friends. Hung around together for a couple weeks. He invited me to his house. Saw the weights in the garage and was intrigued and looked over in the corner and a set of boxing gloves. I said, man, I'd sure like to try those. He said, put them on. I put them on. He put his on. And I said, what now? He said, hold your hands up. I held my hands up and with one punch he knocked me out. Was that my first encounter with a bully? No. That was my first encounter with Mike Miller, and he's been a great friend to me ever since. Thanks, Mike. But I'm sure there are times in your life when you've all run into bullies and you needed a friend. Whether it was in the schoolyard, think back, every one of you. Whether it was in high school, junior high, maybe it's on your job right now. And you need a friend. Or maybe it's alone at night when you're sitting at home. And you need a friend. You need to talk to somebody. You're sitting in your chair. Your wife's going to bed. You need a friend. I could tell you about this book. I could tell you about the chapter 13, A Man's Best Friend. But I'm not going to do that today. You can read the chapter. If you want the scriptures, they're on your outline. If you want the questions, they're on your outline. I want to tell you today how God has been my friend. I want to tell you today how Jesus Christ has loved me. And He can be your friend. He loves you too. He wants to be your friend. See, when I was in the pits of hell in my life, when nobody else was there, the drugs were gone, the women were gone, everything was gone, God was still there. Jesus was my friend. He taught me about grace. But if we want to have a friend, we have to be a friend. We have to learn how to be a friend. We have to understand grace, which is the unmerited favor from God. When He wipes the slate clean of everything we've done, says you get a do-over. Get another shot, and you get another shot, and another shot. See, as men, sometimes we don't know how to love. I mean, I can say that I love you. You can say that you love me. But if you don't know me, you can't really love me. You can have a good spirit. So you have to give me something of yourself. Something to know about you. Something to feel about you and your experiences. And I'll give you something of me and we can begin to love each other. And that's the way that relationship starts with God. He gives you this. He gives you this and says, this is about me. I want to know something about you. I want to know where you're at with me. He wants to be your friend. You know, I had a hard time when I was younger in comprehending God. Such a big thing. The God of the universe built this universe, but I can't see Him. I didn't know if He was really there. But He's so big. And He says, my ways are not your ways. So how could I comprehend this God that was that big? Honestly, I couldn't. But there is one thing I could relate to, and that was Jesus Christ. Because He was a man. I could see pictures of Him. Whether they're real ones or not, doesn't matter. But I could see pictures of Him. I could see where I could relate to Him. He had joy. He had pain. He had disappointments. I could start to relate to him as a man. And he could be my friend. See, all along, God has placed people in my life that were my friends. It was actually Jesus showing up. When I lay dying on the barroom floor, and most of you know that story, and I'm not going through it again, but when I was laying on that floor, I thought I was dying. I saw my daughter's face. That was Jesus showing up being my friend. When I was laying in the hospital and I didn't know if I was going to live or die, and I was laying in that bed that night, and that nurse that came in to wash my blood out of my hair, that was Jesus showing up being my friend. When I was sitting at an intersection in Carmel on a motorcycle, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a car with no headlights and a lady that's drunk with no insurance, and she T-bones me, and I raised my leg just in time. She threw me 25 feet off my bike, and I got up out of that with no injury. That was Jesus showing me he was my friend. But I was still unfaithful. I was still unfaithful. Even when I had a skirmish here with the local police department, and I should have been in jail for longer time than I was, the benevolent judge let me out because I had a job waiting on me in Georgia. And when he looked at me and he said, "Go to your job. If you can stay down there a year without getting in trouble, I'll wipe the slate clean." Grace. That was Jesus showing up being my friend. And I went to Georgia knowing in my mind, there's no way I can stay out of trouble for a whole year. I can't do it. Believe me, I couldn't do it. I drove straight to a bar. This is the rest of that story. I drove straight to a bar and I walked in and sat down and I struck up a conversation with a good-looking girl at the bar. She just happened to be Italian. That gave us something in common. We sat there and talked. She said, "Where are you staying tonight?" "All right." She said, "You can come home with me, but you're sleeping on the couch." I said, "Okay. It'll be good for the first night." So I went home and I slept on the couch. And I got up the next morning and she was strapping her gun on. She didn't tell me she was a police officer. That was Jesus showing up being my friend. I stayed with her for 10 months. And she kept me out of trouble. I stayed down there for 2 years and I stayed out of trouble. And I came back and I got the grace that judge was talking about. And I got a do-over. And all along that time, God started placing people in my life. And when I went to the Kokomo Great Banquet, it's not the story of the banquet that saved me. It's the story after the banquet. It's coming out of the banquet into this crappy, crummy world that wants to tear us back down. And God put people in my life. And some of those people I chose, and some of them I didn't. God chose them. And He gave me great mentors. People like Jack Christ, Michael Poy, Bob Gray. I hate to even name everybody because I miss somebody, but you know who you are in here. Pastor Paul, Mark Akers, Rex Gingrich. Those people were my friend, have remained my friend, and that has been Christ being my friend. The love of Christ showed through them. And those people weren't afraid to say, "Hey, Mike, what's going on here? What are you doing?" You know, the other night I went to the gathering at the banquet, and a guy I know, him and his wife are having some problems, and she walked up to me when he was on the other side of the church, and she said, "If only my husband could be as good a Christian as you." What? Are you kidding me? Do you know the battle that rages in me every day? Do you know the fight that's going on in me right now? Do you know how I'm torn every morning? How I can't die to myself every day as much as I need to? See, I need that friend. I need that friend that Bob Gray challenged me one time, and he said, when you need that friend, set that chair down and sit across from it. Pull that chair up and say, I'm inviting my friend Jesus to sit here and talk to me. And you know what? He shows up. He always shows up. Because there's been times in my life, man, when I was running down the road and I was looking back and he's right here. I'm running from him. He's still right here. You can't run from me, Mike. I'm going to be here for you no matter what. I'm going to be your faithful friend. And what he's shown me is that I show the love of Christ when I'm a friend to someone else. When I go talk to someone that needs some whatever, just needs to have somebody listen. Or when you pray for somebody on the spot, right now. I'm not going to pray for you tonight. I'm going to pray for you right now. That's being a friend. That's being a friend. But you see, I know some of you guys can relate to this. I have a pure heart. That's not bragging, I'm just telling you I have a pure heart. The only problem with that, my balls and my brain's crushing them all the time. And there's not a man sitting in here that isn't happening to you on a daily basis. You just have to admit it. You may not like to hear it. But you know, even when we blow it, he's still there and he's still our friend. You know, I'd like for you to really get real with yourself today. We've heard some great speakers this year, last semester. And then people walk out those doors and they get walking down those steps and they forgot about what they heard. Not everybody, but some of us. I'd really like to challenge you today. I'd like to challenge you because why don't we do what we're called to do? Why can't we be that friend? Why can't we make him our friend? He won't leave you in the storms of life. At the times I needed him the most, he's always been there. I want you to get a visual of this because somebody gave it to me. And I think about this every day. I want you to imagine Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's hanging there all bloody. The degradation that was put on him. I want you to imagine that. And you walk up to that cross, you. And you look at him and he looks down at you and he says, friend, what else do I have to do for you? What else do I have to do for you? Haven't I done enough? Well, has he done enough for you? That's your decision. See, he's a pillar that we can lean on. He's the pillar in this book that we can lean on that he will not crumble. You cannot move him. He's faithful and true. But I want to read you something. Well, first I want to read something in this book. One thing out of this book. It says, when I get honest, I admit I am a bundle of paradox. I believe and I doubt. I hope and I get discouraged. I love and I hate. I feel bad about feeling good. And I feel guilty about not feeling guilty. I am trusting and I'm suspicious. And you know what? I still play games. Aristotle said I am a rational animal. I say I am a saint. with an incredible capacity for beer. That describes us all. But I want you to listen to this. And this is not, I didn't write this. I know how to hold a grudge. I can send a bridge up in smoke. I can count the people. I can't count the people I've let down or the hearts I've broke. So you ain't got to dig too deep if you want to find some dirt on me. But I'm learning who you've been ain't who you've got to be. I know it's going to be an uphill climb, and I won't lie, I ain't no angel. But I've started sitting out a lot more dances with the devil. I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm going to get, but I'm better than I used to be. Is that your story? Is that your story? See, Christ desperately wants to be your friend. He died for you. He died for you and I. And you know what the reward is. Your riches in heaven are mounting up. Can you live for Him? See, I want to challenge you today. When you walk out those doors today, you want to make a difference in this community at least. You want to make a difference in someone's life. You want to commit to that today. I challenge you to be that man that you claim to be, that godly man, because you've got a friend. You've got a friend if you want a friend. He can give you everything you want as far as strength, determination. And He'll take you to the finish line. It's a choice. It's not an easy choice, and it's not a choice every man likes to make. I'm not talking about going out those doors and coming back next week the same guy you are today. And I'm not condemning anybody in here. I'm just saying we can all be better. We can all be more committed. We can all do more. We can all be better leaders of our family. We can be better leaders in this community. We can get off of feeling comfortable. If you're sitting in your position today and you feel comfortable, I think there's something wrong with that. I think you should be feeling uncomfortable in your faith. You should be challenged in your faith. Think about it, man. Think about it. Do you all claim to be godly men? Do you? Then be godly men and have Him as your friend. Let Him go with you. It's a choice. He stands ready to be your friend. What's it going to be, boys? What's it going to be? Thank you.